talk to a teacher, especially at the college level, and you're likely to hear that students don't participate in class as much as they used to. You can blame it on COVID and virtual learning, or on AI or on social media, and the fear of being filmed and posted. No matter what's causing quieter classrooms, students seem less likely to disagree with each other. WUWM education reporter Catherine Kokel has the story on one school trying to fix it by encouraging civil discourse.
It's Monday, just before noon, and around 70 students are filing into a classroom at Marquette University. It's the first day back following the university's fall break. Frankly, it looks like it. No, it sounds like it.
What was it about our conversations over 5 weeks that changed our collective view on this?
It always takes students a bit to warm up after a few days off. But professors I talk to tell me that this silence is a growing problem in college classes. Students don't want to talk, and they want to disagree with each other even less.
Students sit back a bit. They aren't as, certainly right after COVID, we all noticed that, and it was kind of a national conversation in every educational space that it was hard to get students to talk.
That's Amelia Zerker, an English professor and the director of the Honors Program at Marquette.
Overall, students are very concerned at Marquette about building empathy and about respecting each other. That's great, but that they are at the same time really worried about conflict and about getting into spaces where people might disagree.
So Zerker designed a curriculum to get students engaging with one another and, yes, disagreeing. Here's how it works. Students attend two lectures each week. The week that I observed the class, instructors Dr. Mike Olson and Dr. Leslie McAbee touched on AI and ethics, the rights of non-human living beings, and protest tactics. After the lectures, the class is divided into smaller discussion groups to debate, deliberate, and learn how to share how they feel. Those sessions are not run by an instructor, but by a peer facilitator.
When you're in a big lecture hall, it can be harder or more intimidating to speak out and like share your opinions in class.
That's Maruru Yondande, a peer facilitator who oversees these small group discussions. She took the class last year as a freshman at Marquette and says the discussion is where the magic happens.
I think this really gives a great opportunity to have a designated time to discuss in detail a topic, to go further than what was discussed during lectures, but also maybe to just give the space to have students feel more comfortable to discuss it.
Although the lecture I observed had a slow start, students really seemed to respond to the curriculum. They kicked off lively discussions on animal rights and protest tactics, and I heard students who disagreed with each other incorporate each other's viewpoints.
And then now I'm going to a school that represents like beliefs that I don't believe. So
I think that's a very good point.
When I asked the facilitators why students their age don't speak up more, they offered a range of opinions. James Machano, who's a sophomore studying computer engineering, says hybrid classes at his high school in the Chicago area made it harder for students to get to know each other and feel comfortable in class. He describes being in a classroom in person and seeing the other half of his class logging on from home.
The other people on the projector, on the computer, like, I don't know who they are. I know that they're in my class, but I don't know much about them.
The students who take the civic discourse curriculum are from all majors, so their careers may not include debating the big issues of our time every day. But facilitator Alyssa Maves, a junior who is studying political science, says that students are going to use the skills that they learn here, no matter what.
In any career field you go into, in any topic you talk about, regardless of if it involves politics or not, it's important that you have the fundamental skills to be able to have those rational, conducive conversations with someone.
Dr. Zerker, the creator of the curriculum, says the class is also oriented toward creating more informed citizens, even if they don't have all the answers.
Well, we did our best. We can't fix it. We don't know.
Catherine Kokel, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.